Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show. This week, let's remember, it costs you nothing to be considerate and kind, so do it. Our guest today is Kelly Harrell, and she's author of From Elder to Ancestor. And I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your natural health, your mind, your spirit questions later on in the show. But right now, let's get to our guest. We have with us Kelly Harrell, and she's author of From Elder to Ancestor. And Kelly is an animist, a death walker, and a death doula, and an author. And I want to say welcome, Kelly.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Kelly, could you tell us a little bit about what is a death walker, and what is a death doula, and what do they do?
Death doulas are sometimes referred to as midwives for those who are dying. They literally sit the bedside of the person who's dying, and they also help the family to navigate some of the issues and dynamics that come up when a loved one is dying. A death walker is a bit different in that they focus on the spiritual aspects of death and dying. It can literally be helping someone to make peace with their death and wrap up what they need to personally in their lives, and it can also be to help the unquiet dead who have not moved on be able to do so peacefully.
Kind of like a medium.
Somewhat, yes.
Yeah, except that you're actually helping people over. I did that in England when I was doing a documentary. I've been psychic for, I don't know, since I was 8 and I'm 75. And so whenever I do encounter ghosts or people on the other side, you know, a lot of times I'll try and pass them over because they're a little different. And, they sometimes don't realize where they're at. Or sometimes they have a lot of issues, you know. In other words, I found that people come back from the dead or hang around a little bit if they have extreme emotion like love or hate. And sometimes you have to allow them, like a mother doesn't want to leave her child if it's young. So sometimes you have to work with that. So I'm familiar with that. And as a death doula, I've been around people that are dying, and that both of those areas that you're in are very special, and you have to be a very special person to do that, because just to help somebody even find their spirituality at the end of life is sometimes a very hard thing to do, you know. So I want to say thank you for doing that, because it's not often that you find people that do that.
Thank you for saying.
Yeah, I know. I remember when my mom was dying, I'm an atheist, and, you know, she's, you know, being meaner than anything, you know. And I'd keep saying, okay, but what about this, or what about that, or what about this? And finally, she was kind of off in, you know, she was in and out of doing things. I mean, she had cancer and lung disease and all sorts of stuff. She just didn't do things right. And finally, one of her care workers called me up. She was in New York, I was in California, and she just said that, oh, Jesus is my friend. I mean, she was raised Catholic, you know. I said, finally, okay, now I can rest that she's gonna go where she's supposed to be going. Although I was kind of doubting it, and she may be under a rock for a while. But anyway, so that's great with what you're doing. You must have had a lot of different kinds of experiences that maybe we'll get into a little bit later. But before we do that, I really wanted to get into, because we talked about in your bio being the death walker and the death doula, but what is an animist?
Sure. So animism is the awareness that everything has consciousness. Some people would phrase that as has a soul. And I often hear people say, well, animism is the belief that everything is alive. That's not the same thing. It isn't a belief. It's experiencing these souls, these consciousnesses, and understanding that we're in relationship with them all the time. So how conscious we are of how we're interacting in those relationships is what really is the focus. And there's a tremendous amount of responsibility in that. There's understanding that all things have agency and we're constantly affecting each other, which means we're impacting each other. And learning to navigate that is the tricky part, really.
Well, and it's also a matter of respect and also not coming from your own perception when you're doing that, I think. Because when you're coming from your own perception, you may not be, and which is kind of silly, because everybody is raised differently. And if you think that, you know, your way is the only right way of thinking, it's a little off, because everybody gets raised with different criteria. And so perception is only your perception, not somebody else's. And so you have to be very, very careful when you're dealing with somebody. My father, many years ago, would tell me to jump in somebody's shoes before you look and say anything to them. I mean, there was a funny story. My father was Italian. My mom was Irish, and we grew up in New York, right? And so my father, this guy was screaming at my father, this neighbor. He was just screaming. My father was the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. And he's screaming at the neighbor. And I was going to go out and punch the guy because, you know, I must have been eight, you know, going, don't you talk to my father like that. And my father just, you know, pushed me back a little bit. And then he said something to the guy. And boom, he went off. And so I said, why didn't you do it? He was wrong. And my father said, well, he goes, you know, he might have had a bad day with his wife and he needs some scope or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I said, I was still not happy with it. But the next time the guy came at my father again, and again I went to go over, and he goes, no. He goes, you always have to jump in somebody else's shoes to see where they're coming from. And then he goes, once you see where they're coming from, normally it disperses your anger because they're in a worse position than you. And so he dissolved that again. The third time the guy went in, he knocked him out. I said, all right. Because there's only so much you can take, you know. But I think it's a good,
yeah.
Don't you think that's a good thing that, I mean, not to knock him out, but to, you know, to make sure that you're doing that. You have to do that a lot when you're doing a death doula and death walking and all of that. I mean, it's just tell us about that.
It's all about boundaries, truly. It's a constant negotiation of boundaries, observation, listening to what's needed, and in some cases, understanding where I can't be helpful, and this needs to be somebody else, you know, taking on this role. So there is continuous observation of how I'm moving, what I'm doing, what the impact is, and constantly negotiating my boundaries and theirs.
And that also not only gives them spiritual growth, but it also gives you spiritual growth, because I feel that every time I come in contact with somebody and I am helping them or not helping them, you know, there's a growth in, really, because, and at this age, I'm 75, so if you're not going to take my advice or do what I'm telling you to do, you know, go somebody else, because I only have X amount of energy left. I want to make sure that I'm helping the people that want to be helped. But it's a constant learning, and it's a constant, actually a wonderful world once you can get away from being emotionally attached to it sometimes, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, in your book you talk, I really like this, from elder to ancestor, because there's a difference. And you talk about a broken path, and what is that, and how and why do we own our own personal role in it?
The broken path is the phrase that I use to describe when we have not grown up in intact lived traditions, which usually would be or would have been animistic. most of us have not grown up in a continued animistic tradition. And so the broken path in the way that I experience it is, number one, not really broken. It's our awareness of that that is broken. We have lineage. We have ancestors that we can work with and reach out to and learn what their ways of being were and what their land-based identity was. And in learning theirs, we can begin to weave ours into place, and maybe even in some cases back into lineage tradition. I think it's really challenging, especially for people in American settler culture. We have disregarded often what our ancestral lands were, and we often don't have respect for the lands that we're on and how we got here. And so I think that is part of owning our personal role in the broken path, is understanding that we have to reach back into our ancestors to sort of rekindle maybe some of the traditions of theirs that we can do here, and yet do them here in a way that isn't harmful to the land that we live on, that has been in animistic relationship with other people for thousands of years, unbroken.
That's a big, heavy thing that you're talking about there. And I think it's really, it's, you put it very succinctly, but it's very dynamic. And what it is I think it's kind of like respect, again, that's the Italian in me, I need a little respect, you know, but it's respect and understanding that you're not the only thing here, that, you know, the air moves and the air has quality and water has feelings and that, you know, and grass and all of this. And so sometimes what I've done is I will go out sometimes and just say thank you, even to pieces of my body, because, you know, my body, if I'm healing myself, you know, I'll say, hey, thank you, heart, or thank you, finger, or thank you, mind, and, you know, just thank things a lot. I use a lot of gratitude these days anyway, you know, but
I like that.
Yeah, and then, but the thing is that you have to be aware that it's not just you and not just even your ancestors, because your ancestors also had interaction with the wolves and the animals and the different kinds of things that were there. And that's what you're talking about, is understanding the dynamics that everything has soul. And I believe in even an ant has soul. Okay, I think that everything has energy, and so by respecting that and understanding, and you're able to go to new dimensions and new places where you eventually will feel whole and connected in every moment of every day.
Absolutely, I love that.
Yeah, so good. I'm thinking, I'm glad I read your book. Now, Kelly, how do you reconcile your separation from nature?
I think the key thing is realizing that we are not and have never been separated from nature. That is a lie. And living into what that means for each of us personally is, I think, a critical part of becoming a good elder. Like, who along the way convinced you that you are not nature? And what feelings does that bring up when you sit with, I am nature, I'm not part of nature, I am nature? Like, you know, what does that bring up for you? And and how do you go forward in rekindling that relationship? And I think you just said that by, you know, literally just being outside and saying thank you.
Right. It's just trying to be open to and connecting, because energetically, there, you know, I just finished writing a book called Symbols, and, you know, everything that's around you is actually there to help you if you're looking for it. So, for example, I give the thought that, you know, if I'm working, because I own HealthyLife.net radio network, so I'm constantly working, constantly busy, and so if I'm working very hard, there's a hummingbird that comes up, and a hummingbird symbolizes joy. So when I see it, I'll say, oh, wait a minute, I have to take a break and remember to be in the joyful joy of the moment. And it's a lot of times it's when I'm in angst or I am overwhelmed with something, and the hummingbird will just come by and say, hey, here, wake up. You know, this is an important, you know, being back into joy is important, and positive emotions. And I think that that's kind of what you're talking about, that it goes beyond just being in it and being part of it, but to understand and get a lot of the things that nature is trying to do to help you along the way.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Maybe. I love that.
Okay, because sometimes I don't know if it makes sense. So, now, what is a life pattern? And in your book, you talk about tracing and reconciling life patterns. What is that?
I think that's a big one also. I think another way that we can phrase that is maybe even intergenerational trauma.
Okay.
These sort of patterns that get passed along, and with each generation, we layer in our own experience of those patterns. And so tracing them is an approach to ancestral work, to doing reconciliatory work with your ancestors to be able to release those patterns, not just for yourself, but all the way back in the line. In some cases, literally all the way back to the source ancestor for where that trauma began. And bring it all the way forward to yourself and quite possibly past yourself into the descendants so that it isn't perpetuated any longer. It isn't creating stuckness or pain or in many, many cases, mental illness. That is what sort of claims families across generations. I feel like that is a huge part of what we can do individually that has community and family and systemic change. It generates change in the collective.
Well, you know, that's a really overwhelming thing for me to even think about. Because, if you can imagine, well, here's a couple of things. So a lot of times they like to use me in documentaries and stuff because I can stand on a piece of land and I can tell you from the beginning of time who was on that land with names, dates, places, and be almost 95% accurate. So anytime I'm walking on the land, unless I cut it off, I'm constantly, imagine driving with all these California drivers. I mean, I have to cut it off. I mean, so, but going back, now, I do know that what you're saying is true, because when my mom was, back to my mom, when she was being meaner than hell to me, I would say, I'm going to remember this, and I'm going to make sure that I don't do this with my own daughter. And what would happen is, you know, Lisa would do something, and I would find my mother's words coming out of my mouth, but I remembered what I said, and I'd say to Lisa, okay, scratch that. Start from scratch.
Absolutely, yes.
And I said,
that's a sort of pattern breaking.
Yes, and so from doing that for one generation, you know, from my mom to me, is enough. But if you have to go back, and yet it was very interesting because, we found out that many years ago, there's to go back through your ancestors and to kind of retrieve things that have been maybe a misinterpretation or an emotional misinterpretation of something that put such fear that it went into the DNA and went from generation to generation to generation to generation to find the source of that fear. You know, I give you a lot of credit because there's a lot of traveling you got to do back in time and doing all that stuff. I mean, really, I really give you a lot of credit because it's got to be a very specific skill set to do that. And we're going to take a break, but we're going to come back and talk more with Kelly about this because I think it's very important. And also get her book, From Elder to Ancestor, by Kelly Harrell at Barnes & Noble and any bookstore or even online at Amazon. But we'll be right back. Stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMckenzie.net. At LindaMckenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMckenzie.net. Visit LindaMckenzie.net. That's Linda, MackenzieNet.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an e-book, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Kelly Harrell, and we're talking about something really interesting, From Elder to Ancestor. And the subtitle of the book is Nature Kinship for All Seasons of Life. But this is a way that you can change not the course of just your life, but the life of from generations to come. So it's very important to understand the concept with that. I was thinking along the break, Kelly, I give you a lot of credit because for you to kind of go down those paths and with someone or even on your own, I'm sure that you do both ways, but it's one thing to be a witness, but it's another thing to try and do that positive change that doesn't impact generations to come. And there's a big responsibility with that. So people shouldn't be taking all of this lightly, even though everyone can do it, if they do it in the right way. Correct?
I'm with you on that. Definitely, yes.
Because, you just got 5 stars in my book. Because you're doing things that I'm not even going to dance with. You know? I'm not dancing with that one. But the thing is in the short term that people can use what's the things in your book to actually improve their life and help their life and actually get more out of life. That's what this book is all about, right?
Absolutely. It's approaching everything that you do as a step toward how you will elder or how you are eldering. we kind of culturally view it as you arrive at this age and automatically you're an elder. And I think we all know it doesn't work that way. Not everyone who is older is necessarily wise or fit to be a good leader. And this book sort of unpacks that as a lifetime through especially relationship with nature and community, how we become good elders progressively as rituals we engage all along the way.
You know, I think that's really good, and I think people need to do that. And people say, well, what's a ritual? And we'll go, well, you get up in the morning, that's a ritual. You know, you go brush your teeth. You go brush your teeth, that's a ritual. So don't get afraid of this stuff called ritual, okay? Because it's just something that is repetitive, that you know is right, that actually helps you. I mean, brushing your teeth helps you. It doesn't give you cavities, you know. So, and you're right. Not, you know, being at 75, I know a lot of people on the other side, and I know a lot of people here, and they constantly talk. I mean, it's, you know, it's crazy. So what happens is that you're right. Not everybody has the wisdom to be an elder. A lot of people retreat from death. A lot of people don't want to carry things on, or a lot of people are still stuck in their stuff. And, you know, just because you get old doesn't mean you get wise is right. And yet I find that the people that are elders that have the wisdom, that it's, you know, I'm finding, you know, this is, it's really interesting because I'm finding resurgence. You know, they just asked me to do a television show. I'm 75. I said, you're going to ask me, you couldn't ask when I was 37 when I was cute, you know, and so I do a lot of sarcastic stuff, but giving, truths in that. And the thing is that it's not a matter of how you look or what you are. It's the wisdom that you say. And the different things that you do. And I find that this last half of my life, which I'm hoping will be another 30 years, will help to get people more positive and understand the concepts of truth. And so when you're a wise elder, this is what you want to do, is not only help yourself and your family, although that could be is just as important, you know, rather than you want to go out and help as many people as you can, which has been my thing for a long time anyway. But so you're right that the elders are different. But a wise elder means that you can go there and trust what they've got to say, but they won't answer your problem. They'll usually give you something for you to think of so you can come to the solution yourself.
That's the way I look at it, too.
Right. I know. Well, your book is great, and people should just get it because it's really fun. Now, no, it's fun. I mean, you know, this is a whole new realm that people should be looking at, and is old, too. This is not a new practice. This is an old practice that people have forgotten that is very important right now because everybody's saying, oh, the consciousness. Do they really know what it is? No. But your book helps open their minds and their hearts and gives them a step-by-step guide on how to get there. So, you know, it's a great book. It's just a great book.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, now, what do you mean when you say that lore, what is lore, and why should we pass it down with compassion?
I think in the way that we have trauma patterns and intergenerational trauma that we hand down, we also have the good stuff. Like, we have cautionary tales, and we have stories about how our ancestors were connected into the land, and to each other, and to the elements, and that is our lore. And every generation that we hand those stories down, each generation adds their version of lore, their flavor of what those stories mean, and how they can still be relevant in our lives today. And I absolutely feel like we need to be active in shaping our lore, because if we're not active in shaping it, somebody else will shape it for us, and it may not necessarily be the way we want to put it forward, but we have to hold it carefully. And again, it isn't just for us. It isn't just, here I want to tell my story. It's information that the descendants are going to need, that our communities need now.
Well, and boy, do they have to get back a lot these days, I got to tell you. Everything is spinning out of control, but I feel that it's really a good thing because people are very much aware. People think that most people are not, but people are very aware of what's going on, and there's some kind of truth meter inside their soul, and they don't know what to do or where to go. And so I think that my generation back in the 60s and 70s actually gave them a good path that many at least are now aware of. I mean, back in the day, in the 60s and 70s, you know, nobody knew about living, be here now, or, you know, living in the moment, or what meditation was. At least we're going a little bit further, but what you're saying is that you can take this and actually use it for your own personal life, for generations of your family, so that, you know, everything is improved as we go along. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what is and why would you want to stand in harm's way or danger?
So, something that moved me many years ago is a phrasing that Clarissa Pinkola Estes shared in her audiobook, The Dangerous Old Woman. And it was this archaic use of the word danger, as in, I stand in your danger, meaning I protect you. I put myself in the way of what would harm you. And it's truly this beautiful, animistic way of saying we are all in relationship. No matter what happens, if it happens to you, it's happening to me, we are all in relationship. And the more that we bring our awareness to that fact, to togetherness, the stronger we are, the better protected we are. And so that's the aspect of standing in harm's danger that I bring forward in the book.
Well, and I think it's important these days to do that. I mean, that's exactly what's happening in Israel. There's hundreds of thousands of people standing up to this guy saying, stop the damn war. Right? Because that's what you're actually saying, is that, you know, they're actually standing in and saying, stop it. You know, they're actually coming up to the plate and doing that. And so it's not only just to improve your life or whatever, but it's improving, you know, when you get truth, it expands and it can help major causes, not just little. We have to go to break, but we'll be right back with Kelly Harrell and her book, From Elder to Ancestor. Stay with us. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. The fear of searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight? Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we have with us Kelly Harrell, and she's author of From Elder to Ancestor. Now, Kelly, I wanted to talk a little bit about maybe dying well and reconciliation. I think a lot of people here may not understand what dying well is. Can you explain that?
Sure. I think a short way of explaining it is the way we live is the way we die. And so if we have a life that is maybe a little bit busy, trauma-filled, a little bit stressful, we can still reconcile and find ways in our lives that we reconcile our stresses so that we die peacefully, so that at the point of death we can make choices that we move on to whatever comes next, whatever our definition of that may be. And the inverse of that has to also be true, which is it's possible for us not to die well. It's possible that we don't get to address our traumas in our lifetime, and so they go with us. The way we live is the way we die. They affect not just the person who is dying. They affect the family, the community, even collective systems. Our tension is a being as animus, and so it affects who is left behind. And we have to have methods for how we then facilitate this person to die well, and we give them that capacity through death walking.
I see. And with the death walking, do you actually walk them through the death
sometimes
process?
Yes. It's different ways. Honestly, it's really never the exact same way twice.
Right, because everybody's...
Sometimes,
right.
Yeah.
Because everybody's different, right?
Loved ones greet them.
Ah.
It's just different.
I see. So yeah, because everybody's different, and everybody's path is different, so that would make a lot of sense. I know that it was very interesting. There was a story that I had when my first dog, Dixie, died. I was there with her, and she was doing a death rail rattle, and I didn't know what that was about. And then I watched her pass over, and it was, you know, I had asked my father, who had passed over, to help her pass over, you know, like a week before or something, because I knew she was dying. And I actually, psychically, you know, the moment of death, I saw the moment of death where she actually saw the light, saw God. I mean, there was a peace over her that was unbelievable. And I saw her run down the tunnel to my father and one of the dogs that I had when I was a kid. And I didn't realize it until after that I looked at the date. It was the date of my father's birthday. And so it was him saying, look, I'm helping her over. So death is really not normally a terrible thing for people to do it. It's just, you know, they're afraid of it because they don't understand it. But being on the other side, I think it's more, more of a heartbreak for the people left behind than it is for the person that has passed over, because they got a new life. And, oh, what's this? And how's this? My mother, when she passed over, I mean, all my friends and everything that had passed over said, what did you do? I'm sitting there watching my poor mom getting yelled. She was the nicest one, and you were putting her down. And my father's going, you know, Mary, that's correct, you know. And I had to jump from this side to the other side. I said, look, I've forgiven her. You guys have to forgive her too. Give her a break, you know. So, I mean, so there's really no You can transcend the veil at any time and see the people, and they can see you. And so when you're, so this is a thing that you're, a gift that you're giving people to understand how they can not only flow through their immediate family, but back into the ancestors, because that's where the trauma was. My mom didn't get the way she was because of her, part of it, yes.
Absolutely, yeah.
But it's from her relatives and the experiences that she had and the scarcity, afraid of not having enough money, growing up in the Depression, and that's because something happened with her mother, and, you know, and on and on. And so when you have a particular thing that you find with yourself, you can actually, with your book, actually take the time to figure it out and go through and actually confront, and not even confront, but just talk, sometimes confront. I would confront. But, don't go there. But to ask and release so that your karma and the people ahead of you and my daughter's karma, my grandson's karma can go and move through. And I've had to do that with my grandson, with karma from her, from my daughter's father's side way back, where I had to kind of, hey, cut that out, you know, this is why, but do it in a nice way, because it wasn't going to help going forward. But there's a fine line there, isn't there, you know, to give them enough but not do the work for them, correct?
Right, that's right. Because we can't. I mean, even with all the spiritual technology we could possibly learn and hold, it still is a matter of choice.
Right. Now tell us where people can find out more about you and your book.
You can learn more about me and my work in the book at my website, which is soulintentarts.com.
And that's soulintentarts.com. I just want to say thank you so much, because what you're doing is opening up a new realm to people. It's an old realm, but in a new way, because people have forgotten it, right? So, so I want to say thank you very much for that. And I'm glad that you wrote the book, and I hope that many people get From Elder to Ancestor by S. Kelly Harrell. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMckenzie.net. At LindaMckenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions. Plus, you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMckenzie.net. Visit LindaMckenzie.net. That's Linda, MackenzieNet.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and I want to tell you it's now time to answer some of your questions for you. So if you need information on natural health, if something's going on with you, maybe I can figure it out medically, intuitively, you know, because I am also a medical intuitive. I can figure things out. Or if you have a life problem, or you have a spiritual objective, or you just need a psychic reading, feel free to call me right now on our toll-free number. It's 800-555-5453. If you're listening internationally, which we have a lot of people from Germany and Brazil and all sorts of people listening in, you can use our international number, which is 01-310-371-5444. Okay, the international code is 01, and that number is 310-371-5444, or the 800 number, 800-555-5453, and I'll be glad to answer any questions that you might have, and maybe I can give you some insights. In the meantime, let's get to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, you might be able to amplify your own energy to help in what you desire. We're going to talk about the Herkimer Diamond. I was dating a shaman at one point, and he gave me a Herkimer Diamond that he gave, which was two. He had one and I got one. And I said, what in the world is that? And it's like, it's kind of like a double terminated, short, stout, clear, prismatic crystal. That's what it looks like. And it was discovered in Herkimer, New York. And it's a pseudo diamond. It's not a real diamond, but it was called a Herkimer Diamond. And now the Herkimer Diamonds are also available from Mexico and Spain. And this mineral provides energy, harmony, but enhances distinct awareness and spontaneity. It's also said to, if you give it to someone, that, you know, you can never be parted. You know, so when we broke up, I tried to give it back to him. He said no, but I took the I don't want to say spell, but I took the energy out of it so that it was, and I actually broke it apart so that we made sure that no one got hurt in the long term or were able to come back and forth through the crystal, because you can do that. So the Herkimer Diamond, though, can be used by itself, and it can help you gain a self-recognition. It gives you acknowledgement and appreciation for your being, and it is also an attunement stone. It can be used to attune yourself with another person, which is what he did, or an environment or an activity. It is was once used as a very big when you're laying on stones in healing situations. The Herkimer Diamond was really good when the practitioner and the subject was not well acquainted. So in these cases, it helped the practitioner and the subject to hold the Herkimer Diamond as one for several minutes prior to the session. And it was, and you know, so that there was an attunement between the two so that it could be easier to help the healing. for continual attunement between two people, two Herkimers can be held simultaneously by the people, and then it's subsequently carried by each one carries the Herkimer. And this can also be applied to groups to keep you attuned to the group. Herkimer diamonds also stimulate clairvoyance and clairaudient abilities, and it can also assist in telepathic communication. It can accept and retain information to be retrieved at a later time. And some people who work in proximity to radioactive materials either wear or carry Herkimer diamonds as a form of protection and to facilitate the dissipation of the harmful rays. So it's good in that kind of reality. In healing, Herkimer diamonds help dispel toxins from the body. It's been used to correct imbalances in the RNA and DNA and in the metabolic rate. It helps alleviate tension, calms the outer body and the physical body, and it also helps in releasing tensions and rigidities of the body tissue, so it assists in recovery of memory by these areas in order to facilitate healing. And that's a little bit about Herkimer diamond. We have a caller on the line, and it's Zuli from Las Vegas. Hi, Zuli.
Hi, how are you, my dear?
Good. How can I help you today?
Well, I have a question. The thing is, I feel like my health is going downhill. I'm trying to improve eating the eating right, more vegetables, more fruit, more everything. But this is a pain on my leg. It's not going away.
Well, I think that the pain in your leg is trying to stop you from moving forward. You know, so that's what I'm feeling. And so it's much more doing exercises and doing that kind of thing. Now, is the pain in the thigh of your leg or in the... Yeah, that's what I felt. Okay, so... there's something that you can get called Arnica Cream, A-R-N-I-C-A, Arnica Cream, and you can put it on and it will take the pain away. So there's something, also eating well is good, make sure it's all organic though, and make sure you're eating meat at least 2 or 3 times a week, whether it's chicken or fish or whatever. And I think that also... There's also a digestive process that is not working right for you. For example, if you eat meat, it'll be fine if you take something called HCI, betaine hydrochloride. What that is, it's an enzyme that naturally happens in our bodies, but it breaks down meat, and normally meat will stay into the body. Now, a lot of the times the meat these days have antibiotics, and even when they say it's antibiotic-free, these cows are being vaccinated, and a lot of pesticides are now more on the foods than ever before. And so what happens is I know for me, I get pains in my leg if I eat wrong meat, and it will actually stay. And so there's also another thing that will, on the outside, you can use the Arnica cream. On the inside, there's something called Arthrid, A-R-T-H-R-E-D, Arthrid by Source Naturals. That's collagen, and it's made from bovine organic cows, that they don't have any antibiotics or whatever. And if you take that collagen in some water, it's a powder, it usually takes the pain away almost immediately, you know, 5-10 minutes later. So by fighting, understanding that you're going to move forward no matter what, you know, and to be open for that, to make sure that you're putting Arnica cream on, making sure you're walking so that, you know, it doesn't get stiff up, you know, and doing some good exercises. The eating right's good, but the Arnica cream and the collagen will help to take the pain away, and you'll get, I don't see anything really bad with this. I just see it's just a matter of taking care of it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, great. Well, good. Well, thanks for calling in, Zuli.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, anybody that would like a reading, give me a call at 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. 310-371-5444. Okay, so let's get to our herb of the week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. So today, we're not going to talk about anything because I just got the 60-second sign. 60-minute man. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what Jay is, the 60-minute man. All right. We're off, and we'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss, using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. At least you were. My goodness, this time went really fast today. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got one thought out of here that can help your life. That's the whole purpose of this show. If you'd like to write to me, you can email me at linda@healthylife.net. I'll be up in Santa Cruz at the end of the month, so take a look at my website, LindaMcKenzie.net, and under my events or appearances, and you can see where I'll be. All right, I've enjoyed this hour with you, so until next time, this is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of humor, fortitude, and results. Bye.